Stuart Boss doesn't look like an activist. He's 18 but looks younger. He's wearing a green Masters golf tournament pullover and khakis, and his short hair looks like it may have a little product in it.
Maybe that kind of also speaks to like how big of an issue this is, that you know, we're not a bunch of crazy environmental nuts like hugging trees or laying down on the train tracks trying to stop the train coming in. We have a very persuasive and convincing argument for why coal is the dirtiest energy source that we could possibly be using and why we need to get off of it as soon as possible.
Boss is speaking in the shadow of the old well. Down the road about a half mile away, boilers burn coal 24 hours a day at UNC's cogeneration power plant. Boss and other environmentalists admit it's a state-of-the-art plant, and it's also very efficient. It provides about one quarter of the electricity the campus uses, as well as steam for heating, cooling, and instrument sterilization. But it still burns coal, as do hundreds of university-based power or steam plants across the country. About 600 university presidents have signed something called the President's Climate Commitment and are developing plans to achieve climate neutrality. 18 university leaders in North Carolina have signed it. UNC is on that list. Chancellor Holden Thorpe says that a university that leads in research also has to lead on its own campus.
People expect us, in the way we conduct ourselves, to lead society in terms of what the practices that are coming later are going to be more broadly.
Thorpe has formed an energy task force to come up with a plan to reduce UNC's coal consumption by 25% by 2025 and be completely carbon neutral by 2050. But getting to those long-term goals is complicated and expensive. UNC's hands are tied by limited funding and state regulations that force it to buy the cheapest available fuel. Right now, that's coal. UNC is trying to predict what that fuel will be in the future and make its facilities ready when it becomes available. But other campuses have a different strategy.
This is the main boiler floor. We have 15 in total, 10 Bura boilers on this level, 5 up on the new mezzanine.
Russell Thompson is clearly proud of this facility. He's the director of utilities and engineering at Duke University, and this is Duke's renovated East Campus steam plant. Here, 15 brand new natural gas burning steam boilers are humming away, sending steam to campus to heat buildings and to sterilize instruments at Duke Hospital. Last year, Duke spent $15 million to completely renovate the vacant plant. When it went online in January, it immediately cut Duke's campus-wide carbon emissions by 9% and its coal use by 70%.
From an efficiency standpoint, it's about as good as you can get.
But this plant only produces steam for heat and other uses. Another one on West Campus is 3 times larger and still burns mostly coal. Duke University buys all of its electricity from Duke Energy. And until the utility company moves away from coal to a non-carbon fuel, the university's commitment to becoming carbon-free is in someone else's hands.
I mean, we are one of the top 10 customers, and so, I mean, I think we have the ability to talk to them at the fairly high levels throughout their company. From what, you know, we're being told from Duke Energy, we think they're on the right path, and it's just going to take time.
Meanwhile, students on campuses across the country continue to put the pressure on, and not just because of the future of a healthy planet. For them, it's also for something more along the lines of what you'd expect from young people who regularly paint their faces blue.
Duke should not be beating us on this. You know, they're beating us out on the basketball court, but more importantly, they're beating us in the race to get off of coal.
It's still too early to determine who will win the carbon-free race between longtime rivals Duke and Carolina. The final score won't be known until current students like Stuart Boss hit retirement age. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.